Hare Krishna. Krishna doesn't ordain evil, he just sanctions it. Many people ask, if God is good and God is the creator of this world, then why does evil exist here? This question is so complex and its answer so elusive that an entire branch of philosophy called as theodicy deals with this question. While addressing this question, the Gita's theodicy urges that we not confuse two distinct elements. One is Krishna's omnipotence, and second is the soul's independence. So Krishna is omnipotent and he's all good, he's benevolent, but he has still given the souls free will so that they can choose to love him and therein relish life's supreme fulfillment. Now, after all, there cannot be any real love unless there is some freedom to choose to love or to choose not to love. So Krishna gives us the free will so that we can use it to love him and therein get happiness. But sometimes we may misuse that free will, the souls, and choose to enjoy matter instead of choosing to love him. Now, when the soul wants to enjoy matter, the soul becomes materially entangled. The Bhagavad Gita 13.22 states, Purushah prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sanghosya sadasad yoni janmasu. So Purusha Prakriti Sthohi, the Purusha, the soul whose desire is of becoming an enjoyer, Prakriti Sthohi, becomes situated in material nature. Why? Bhungte, because of the desire to enjoy. Prakriti Jan Gunan, the modes that are born of material nature, and Karanam Guna Sanghosya, because of associating with the modes of material nature, Sad Asad Yoni Janmasu. That soul gets birth in sad and asad, in good and bad species, births in various species. So basically, soul enters the arena of duality. So because of material attachment, the soul's consciousness gets entangled in matter. And here, in matter, because of being impelled by material desires, the soul acts sometimes in evil ways. And the soul also is subjected to the evil actions of others. And this is how there is evil in the world. Now, what is Krishna's role in all this? Krishna is the sanctioner, not the ordiner. That is what is mentioned in the next Gita verse, 13.23. Upadrashta numanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti cha apyukto dehesmin purusha para. Upadrashta anumanta cha. He is the overseer, he is the permitter, sanctioner, we could say. But he is not the ordiner, it is not that he is the desirer of all this. So Krishna does not desire, nor does he instruct, nor does he force the souls to get entangled in matter or to act in evil ways. When the souls choose to act in evil ways, Krishna allows them to fulfill their desires as long as their karmic bank account runs out, till their karmic bank account runs out. And when one soul does something evil, other souls may get affected by that. When that happens, actually those souls are getting the karmic reactions for their own misdeeds. And that's how the souls who seem to be victims are actually, from the point of view of multiple lifetimes, are not actually victims. Now, we have ourselves got ourselves into this arena of evil. But Krishna is too compassionate to abandon us here. Now, he accompanies us as a super soul, as this verse states, Purushaha Para, is a transcendental person situated in the body, Dehesmin, and what does he do? From there, that is mentioned later in 15.15. He gives knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So he guides us to turn towards him, to seek shelter in his loving devotion. And if we choose to love him, then actually he helps us to become free from evil. How? First of all, he helps us to overcome the evil within us. He gives us higher satisfaction, higher strength by which we can curb and crush the evil, the tendency within us to misuse our free will. And he also gives others. When others do something evil, he gives us the strength to tolerate and transcend those inevitable evils that we may face during our life. And most importantly, Krishna shows us the way. He guides us to and entirely out of this arena of evil, to his eternal abode. So Krishna is never the source of evil. He is the source of all good. And he is even the source of the way out of evil to good, even when it is we ourselves turned away from the good to the evil. Because Krishna is all good. Thank you. Hare Krishna.